Welcome to the official Finovate podcast with Greg Palmer. In 2007, Finovate set out to create a dynamic fintech showcase featuring live 7-minute demos. For more than a decade, our global event series has brought together tens of thousands of people from across the fintech spectrum to see cutting-edge technologies. Now you can find out what goes on behind the scenes as key influencers and innovators share the stories that they don't get to tell you from stage. Here's a glimpse of what we have in store for this episode.
But we try to produce content for them that's meaningful, expertise that's relevant and useful to them, and of course the interactions with the bankers.
And now your host, Greg Palmer.
Thanks for tuning in to the Finovate podcast. This is Greg Palmer. Today, I'm chatting with Wayne Miller from the Venture Center, an incubator that is based down in Little Rock, Arkansas. And if you don't think of fintech innovation when you think of Little Rock, Arkansas, that might change after today. The Venture Center has sent a number of companies to Finovate who've gone on to do very well, both on our stage and in the market at large. And we're going to talk with Wayne about how they're able to create a program that has been able to set companies up to succeed. There should be interesting takeaways here for innovators and for people who are working with other accelerators to make sure you're getting the most out of the program. Let's go now to the interview. Joining me today on the podcast, we have Wayne Miller, the Executive Director of the Venture Center. If you don't know about the Venture Center, you probably know about some of the companies that they've sent to Finovate. They've had a number of best of show winners come across our stages, including Bond, AlphaRank, Neener Analytics, Volio, and InvestSusu. They've sent quite a few others to our company, to our conferences as well. Wayne, can you give us just a little bit of background on what the Venture Center is all about and how you guys have been so successful with sending companies to Finovate?
Yeah. Hey, Greg, thanks very much. I'm delighted to. You know, we're headquartered here in Little Rock, Arkansas. The Venture Center is we're a nonprofit. We're a 501c3. And, you know, our focus is really in three key areas, which is about, you know, education, collaboration, and also acceleration. We're probably most well known for the accelerator programs that we produce for our two key clients, who are FIS and the ICBA respectively. But we also do a great deal to collaborate with universities in this area, other entrepreneurial service organizations, and try to act as a place really for entrepreneurs in a variety of industries to give them a place to start and to give them the tools that they need to start investable and good businesses.
Well, I think it's working. You know, the proof is in the pudding, as we say it, with some of those companies that you've been able to send our way. Now, one of the things that I've always found fascinating is the headquarters in Little Rock. Now, I show a little of my own ignorance here because I'm obviously up here in Seattle. And when I think of the tech centers of the United States, Little Rock is not one of the first ones that comes into my mind. But that might actually be a little bit unfair. As we were talking before this call started, that's actually where FIS was founded.
Yes, that's correct. So, you know, we it's our story, as we like to say, and we're sticking to it, but it's also true. You know, in 1968, Jack Stevens from Stevens Inc. Invested in a guy by the name of Walter Smiley, about $400,000, fundamentally, and funny enough, in the building that we're in today, where our offices are, that check was transacted. And he started a company called Systematics. And Systematics was the first back end to banking technology that started in this country. So we look at Little Rock, Arkansas as the place where fintech began in 1968 as Systematics, which today, of course, is FIS.
And FIS has a very key part of your story as well. I know that you partner with them, you partner with the ICBA to work with all the companies that you bring into the market.
Yeah, you know, our relationship with FIS now is about a five-year-old relationship, and the ICBA is a couple of years. They have been extraordinary partners, and I think it's part of our sort of secret sauce in terms of the way in which we work and why we've had a chance to enjoy some of the success that we've had and continue to work very hard at that each day. You know, where FIS is concerned, I think when we started this 4 or 5 years ago, that we weren't really sure where it was going to go. And ultimately, we've become an extraordinary source for products for FIS to help meet the demands and fill the gaps that their clients are seeking. And, you know, it's also tough for big companies like FIS to innovate at this level of granularity with early stage companies. There's a lot that gets lost in translation. And I think for the fintechs coming in, one of the great things for them is the access to this worldwide distribution channel that FIS provides. And, you know, in financial services, that sales process can be pretty brutal.
Certainly. It's very long. And I think a lot of companies are really taken by surprise when they find out how lengthy the sales process can be. And I've certainly seen a number of really high quality companies with good technology fail to make it over that hurdle just because they haven't properly planned for it, which is always a little bit sad. But I want to come back to that piece in just a little bit. But before we get there, I think there's the other piece of the relationship with FIS that's really interesting is the way that they're committing to innovation by looking through this group and kind of outsourcing it. Is that a model that you think is potentially more sustainable than what some of the other companies are doing where they have their own sort of in-house accelerator? By partnering with you guys as an independent agency, obviously closely related, they open the doors, I think, to get some more diverse plays in there, some more diverse types of fintech in there. Is that something that you think other types of companies should be emulating?
I do. You know, I think, you know, it's interesting. We had digital onboarding, you know, Ted Brown and his team in the last Accelerate FIS. And when the program, which was 12 weeks, it is a, you know, boot camp style here that we do on the ground here in Little Rock. When the program concluded, he, you know, and it was a Friday, you know, Ted said, you know, gosh, I got to go back to work on Monday and go back to prospecting. Because, of course, during the 12 weeks, we brought in roughly 65 banks, over 120 C-level execs from banks for them to interact with. And the environment that we've created here is really about helping to shape, mold, and sculpt these solutions and not necessarily a sales environment. A little bit of a lie there. We want them to be selling all the time, as you know, and of course we'd love to see them sell their products. But, you know, fundamentally we've got FIS in the same model for ICBA, where we're bringing community bankers in here, we're bringing banks and institutions in of all shapes and sizes from all over the country and to some extent the globe to sit down with these companies for 30 minutes at a time, spend a day or two here with us, et cetera, and really have a chance to exchange and get the sort of validation and feedback in a much more rapid pace and fashion than they would if they were trying to do this on the outside.
I have to imagine that that feedback is just worth so much. And I think you see that in the number of companies that you send to, by the time they come to Finovate, you know, the companies that you guys are sending us have a really strong idea of what their messages should be, who their target audience is. And you can tell they've been through a refining process. And that's not to say that other companies who are coming to Finovate don't have that type of work as well, but we see it consistently with the companies that you guys are sending us. And I also know that you're taking the top of the cohort that you guys have and recommending Finovate for them. So I know that that quality bar certainly plays a role as well. But when I see that kind of conversation taking place between innovators and bankers and that collecting of feedback at a point where you still are able to really incorporate it, if you go too far down the road before you collect that level of feedback, it can be really challenging to make a pivot and make a shift, even if that's the right call. Getting that feedback early on and getting that type of, you know, those companies, those bankers' feedback in particular, C-level bankers, has to be just so valuable.
You know, it is. And we like to say, you know, it's kind of where we see the magic happen. There's, you know, I think we also support, you know, our program with subject matter expertise. We're not a three-ring binder sort of organization here. We're trying to, you know, these folks come to Little Rock, they spend 12 weeks, they're also running a business. So we try to be respectful of that, but we try to produce content for them that's meaningful, expertise that's relevant and useful to them, and of course the interactions with the bankers, but also the support that they get and that we get from the ICBA and the FIS teams as well. In each instance, you know, FIS probably has 50 to 75 people that touch this program, and the same thing with the ICBA. You probably have, you know, somewhere between 30 to 60 people who are community bankers who are involved in the selection process, line of business leaders, people with certain subject matter expertise within those organizations. So, you know, this is there's no one person or thing that makes this particularly great. It's the combination that makes it extraordinary. And the other thing too is, frankly, you know, we lean pretty hard in for the entrepreneur here. You know, if these companies are successful, then all of the stakeholders, which include the state of Arkansas, obviously FIS, the ICBA, and the community bankers and the bankers from all over, if these companies are successful, they all win. And that's our objective.
Well, and certainly that's a long list of potential winners there. I know that if you talk about the problems in fintech, a lot of those groups kind of pop up. Community bankers are one of those groups that people frequently talk about as really having a lot to benefit from fintech, although being slightly hesitant in some cases to adopt it. Major tech players like FIS, those kind of incumbents obviously have a lot in the game as well. But I want to talk about this, you know, the state of Arkansas, because this is another piece that we see at Finovate. Obviously, fintech innovation takes place all over the world. There's no one area. There are hotbeds of innovation, of course, but we see solutions across our stage from all across the country, all across the world. And I'm just curious, you know, if there's anything that you can tell people who are looking to bring this type of program to other parts of the country. If I'm, you know, the mayor of St. Louis and I want to start to turn my city into more of a fintech hub, how can I go about doing that?
Well, you know, I think the most important thing to keep in mind, and we've really recognized this as we begin to look at other programs, particularly as we look at healthcare and agriculture, and how do we take our fintech prowess and apply it to other industries? You know, what's really interesting is every industry has a fintech component to it. So, like I said, as we look at healthcare and ag, we look at data and analytics, we look at cyber concerns, we look at transactions that take place, we look at asset management, you know, all these different things. You know, it's not just about flying drones around fields or making sure this person's getting the right vaccination. So we're building our skill set out into other industries from a fintech perspective. So I like to say we're drilling horizontally instead of vertically, if you will. And I think as you look at industry, and I think it was Andreessen and Horowitz who said recently, it may have been one of the leaders of the organization who mentioned that, you know, fintech is eating the world. And there's some truth to that. So I think the opportunity to deploy this type of a program in cities anywhere in the country where there are, you know, some major players in major industries, as well as someone to act as an FIS or an ICBA type of an organization, there's an opportunity there to grow that into a fintech program. And we're seeing that work actually here in Little Rock.
Sure. No, and you heard that bell there. That means we're out of time. But it's really been interesting to follow the story, and the companies that you send our way have been a diverse group of companies, aside from the fact that they're all obviously well prepared. And I expect that we'll continue to see some really interesting companies coming out of your program. And for those of you listening, I'm actually going to be heading down there in January to check it out myself, to take a look at the startup weekend when they bring a new cohort in. So I'll be reporting back on that as pieces come. But I think it's really been a blueprint for a really strong way to create this kind of accelerator that does serve a variety of different stakeholders and benefits the industry as a whole. When it works well, it can be very powerful. So Wayne, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with me again. Wayne Miller, Executive Director of the Venture Center. You can call him the Supreme Allied Commander if you want to. He does have that title. It just won't fit on his business card, but he does answer to that as well. So, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with me, Wayne. Appreciate it.
Hey, Greg, thank you. Enjoyed it. And yeah, I'm not taking that one from Eisenhower, though. So I'll stay with the Executive Director. I appreciate you. Thank you.
I'd like to thank Wayne for taking time to come on to the show, and I'll actually be heading down to Little Rock myself to check them out this spring when they have their next cohort of companies in. I'm going to go see what the fuss is all about, and I'll probably report back on that if I find something interesting. So in the meantime, please don't forget to hit like, hit subscribe, and if you're interested in learning more about upcoming events, check out finnovate.com. Our next events are going to be in Dubai in late November, in Berlin in February, in San Francisco in late May, and then we'll be returning to New York in September for Finnovate Fall 2020. As always, thank you for listening.
Thanks for joining us on the Finnovate podcast this week. Brought to you by the team behind Finnovate and produced in association with Provoke Media. Make sure you tell your friends about the show, leave us a review on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever you listen to our show, and check out our upcoming events at finnovate.com.